Many of us enjoy a boiled egg or two for breakfast. But why are hens' eggs round at one end and pointed at the other? I caught up with Mary Stoddard of Princeton University, where she's been trying to find out why eggs look the way they do.
Ultimately, we wanted to know, how do birds produce this great variety of egg shapes, and why do they do it? First, we were able to make use of a fantastic data set of bird eggs, and we were able to use photographs to analyze almost 50,000 eggs representing 1,400 species.
That is a lot of eggs.
That's about 14% of all birds. Using these 50,000 eggs, we could create a map of the world of bird eggs. We developed a mechanical model of the processes in a bird's oviduct. And an oviduct is a stretchy tube that's the site of egg formation. And this mechanical model takes into account properties of the egg's elastic membrane, as well as pressure that arises in the oviduct. And then phase three, our last step, we mapped egg shapes onto a family tree of birds, which allowed us to explore how eggs change shape in different bird lineages. And this allowed us to test different hypotheses about egg shape.
What were your hypotheses and what did you find out?
One of the classic ideas is that birds that nest on cliff edges might lay pointy eggs so that if their pointy egg is bumped, it will spin in a circle instead of toppling off the edge of a cliff. So we were testing hypotheses like that. And when we put everything together, we found that birds have evolved a diverse array of egg shapes, from almost spherical in owls to elliptical in hummingbirds and pointy in sandpipers. Using our mechanistic model, we showed that it's probably the eggshell's flexible membrane and not the hard shell that's contributing to the formation of different egg shapes.
Ah, so it's working from the inside out, almost.
That's right. Before the shell is put down, we think the egg shape is already set, and it's the membrane that's the star, not the shell. And then the last big surprise was that we discovered that egg shape is related to flight ability in birds, with good flyers tending to lay more asymmetric or more elliptical eggs.
Okay, so you're a better flyer, perhaps you're more streamlined. So maybe there's something going on with pelvic size, which limits the shape of your eggs?
We think that as birds' bodies became adapted for strong, streamlined flight, this resulted in a series of morphological changes that had a knock-on effect on the egg-shaping process. So birds might be able to package large volumes into their eggs without increasing the width of those eggs by laying eggs that are more elliptical or more asymmetric. And this will help birds maintain their streamlined bodies for flight. And these findings came as a real surprise to us. I think they add a new layer to our understanding of avian evolution.
Could I be demanding a different shaped egg for my breakfast?
Well, I don't think we're so far off. I think that our study highlights the importance of the eggshell membrane and its role in influencing egg shape. So it's not out of the question that this could be of use to, say, the poultry science industry, which is very interested in optimizing eggshell properties. So maybe one day there would be a mechanism for selecting for eggs with particular membrane properties that create the shapes that you desire most at breakfast time.
Not quite the answer to what came first, the chicken or the egg, but at least we now know a bit more about why eggs are the shapes they are. Mary's hypothesis suggests that at a global scale, there isn't a relationship between nest location, like cliffs, and egg shape. But she's not ruling out the hypothesis for some species or families of birds. That was Mary Stoddard from Princeton University, and the paper was published in Science.